Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. All right, this week we are going to talk about two words, vision and mission. Now, you may have thought about these things in an organizational context, right? So lots of organizations will have a mission statement, most will have a vision statement, but I want to invite you to think about having a vision for yourself, for your life. I know, big idea here of having a vision for your life. But here's why I want you to have a vision, because you can't really, so a mission, right? Mission is about how you're going to carry something out, right? It is, it's a vocation, it's a calling. Think about it this way. If you're on a mission, right? If you're on a mission, what is the vision, right? That you're looking to fulfill? You need to be on a mission to fulfill some sort of vision. So absent that vision, you can be on all the missions you want. And are they adding up to anything? It could just be random missioning, which isn't very purposeful. It's not very useful. But if you look at the definition of vision, right, it is the ability to see. But here's the piece that I really want to draw our attention to, which is it's something that you can imagine. And it's a picture that you can see in your mind, a picture that you can see in your mind. So we're coming to the end of January now, right? So earlier in the month, we talked about resolutions and, you know, having one focus, whatever that is. You know, mine has been exercising every day in January, my January challenge, right? How does this add up to a vision, right? So when I think about my goals by month, right? Those are the, I'm on a mission to achieve my vision, which is of a life that is joyful, authentic, energetic, exciting, right? There's a vivacious nature to the vision that I have for how I want my life to be, and filled with kindness and filled with gratitude, right? So that in a given year looks all sorts of different ways. But here's my litmus, which is if I ever feel like I'm not sure about which decision to make, I don't actually make the decision looking forward. Here's what I try to do. I envision myself sitting on a porch, preferably with an expansive view. I'm sitting in a rocking chair, right? And I'm looking out over whatever this view is. You know, the sun is beating down, it's sunset, right? And I'm looking back on my life. I'm looking back on my life. And so if I'm wondering, again, whether or not I should go in a certain direction, whether or not I should take on, you know, a project or do something with my kids or, you know, whatever that decision may be, I put myself in that rocking chair way out in the future. And I look at it through the perspective of when I'm looking back, how am I going to feel about that? Will I remember that? Will I not remember it? Will it have been value add to my life? Will it have added in a positive and significant way to this vision that I had? And that's how I make my decisions, right? So that's the power of a vision. Whether or not you have great specificity around, you know, I think visions can be big. The more specific you can be, the better. But vision can be expansive. It can be very expansive. And then your mission, right, becomes about how are you always working towards and striving towards that bigger, broader vision. Your mission, the way you achieve this should be more specific, right? And that's going to change. It's going to change by the day, by the month, by the year. It's going to change over time with phases of life, and that's all good and well and as it should be. So I'm not sure if you have a vision for your life that may sound overwhelming to you. It sometimes still overwhelms me. But I would invite you to take a quiet moment and figure out, you know, if you can't go that big and think about sitting on your deck, you know, 50 years from now, looking back, get in the habit of just setting a vision for the day or the week, right? Start flexing that vision muscle. See what that does in terms of informing your decision-making. As always, you know, I love to hear how these experiments in language and life turn out for you. So do let me know about your experiments in vision, and I will talk to you next week.